Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, here it is. Some light snow tonight in Lansing, 6.09 p.m. this evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, Michigan has the highest unemployment rate in the country for military veterans. State lawmakers want to change that, but what can they really do? We'll find out. And while a state anti-bullying law might help, is there something that victims and their parents can do about it on their own terms? One expert says yes. I'll find out what that is. But first, the Republican presidential debate set to kick off in just less than 2 hours at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. And while the press remains particularly focused on one of the candidates, just what kind of issues are likely to be covered and should be discussed? To talk about that, I'm joined by U.S. Congressman Thaddeus McCotter of Michigan's 11th District, who was formerly in the race himself. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So this situation with Herman Cain and the women that have accused him of sexual harassment, it looks like a story that has some legs. Do you think that Cain should drop out of the race at this point? And could this unfolding scandal potentially have a negative impact on the way Americans see the larger Republican presidential field?
Well, in full disclosure, Michael, as a Romney supporter now, you have to consider the source. Personally, I'd like to have all the other candidates drop out, support Mr. Romney, so we can get down to the issues in the general election. That's not going to happen. That's one of the things that I think you touched upon in your beginning is there'll be a lot of focus on Mr. Cain and the issues surrounding him. And unfortunately here in Michigan, I think that's going to detract from the overall debate. I would hope that, especially given the fact that they're in Michigan, a manufacturing state, a state very hard-pressed, that they would stick to the economic issues so the voters can have a good look at what they want to do differently than what's currently happening and make their decision. I'm not quite sure that's going to happen.
When it comes to any kind of allegation of sexual misconduct, in this case it's downright sexual harassment, do you think if that is in fact the case that any person, whether it's Cain or any other candidate at that point, should no longer be running for the presidency?
Well, if it's true, you shouldn't be. If it's just part of the nasty business of politics, then you shouldn't let that stand in your way. And as for Mr. Cain, he's going to make those determinations himself. I think the facts are going to come out one way or the other, and I hope he acts in the appropriate manner. If they've proven to be true, then I think he should leave the race. If they're not, I don't think he should let them those accusations chase him from the race.
Now, Governor Romney, who, as you've said, you've endorsed yesterday, he said the allegations against Cain were, quote, particularly disturbing and are, quote, going to have to be addressed seriously. Is that what a future president should be focusing on? I mean, isn't that something someone other than Romney should be addressing?
Well, I think that you're not, none of them are a future president at this point in time. And as a candidate, if it's you that is involved in that, as Mr. Cain is, then you have to be able to deal with it. You clearly should have known that something like this is going to emerge at some point, be it this type of allegation or another, because that's unfortunately, again, the nasty nature of the primary process. And if you're in Governor Romney or any of the other candidates' shoes, if you don't say anything about the issue, then you'll be accused of not saying anything about the issue and ducking it. So it's kind of a situation which is unfortunate for the Republican Party. And to answer your question about how it affects the Republican Party, I think a lot of us agreed that Mr. Cain candidacy was very helpful to the Republican Party, whether they won or not, because we believe that we are always falsely accused of being everything except American when it comes to those types of issues. And unfortunately, now it becomes a question on another subject that the Republicans clearly do not want to have branded onto their party.
Well, let me ask you, when you see this rotating list of frontrunners that take their turn surpassing Romney in the polls, what does that say about Republican voters and these candidates when you see these sudden and short-lived bursts of popularity?
Well, I think that from the Romney perspective, in our camp now, it shows that the governor has a strong staying power. He has the most organization. I think he has a very broad appeal. Now, in a primary, that's not necessarily, especially at this point in time, it's not necessarily something that's going to immediately attract people to you. But over the long haul, people become comfortable with a candidate, as I myself did, who you think is the best to win the general election after you look at the other options. So So from the Romney point of view, I think he just continues to hold a steady course. I think his business background continues to be of great appeal to Republicans and hopefully to independents and Democrats in the general election, because that's going to be the number one issue. In a primary, the spikes you're seeing, a lot of it is not based upon the key issue in the economy, which is the economy. It's based upon other aspects of the Republican philosophy.
A new Gallup poll released today finding that 45% of Republicans surveyed expect Mitt Romney to win the nomination, regardless of who they support. Herman Cain came in with 13%, the rest in single digits. I mean, is the race for the nomination essentially over at this point?
No, it's not over, because there's many a slip between the lip and the cup. So we've seen, especially in this volatile process, as you point out rightly, you've seen people go up, people go down very quickly. And in the communications revolution in which we live, you can make a slip somewhere. It's captured on cell phone, video, and all of a sudden you're no longer a front runner. So I think that what you have to do is continue to get your message out, continue to make sure that you take nothing for granted, because the American people will not vote for somebody who takes them for granted.
I'm talking to U.S. Congressman Thaddeus McCotter. Now, let me ask you, considering the lack of attention the press gave your candidacy, when you look at Governor Rick Perry, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and Cain and Romney, are these really the cream of the crop of the Republican Party?
Well, I think they have to be considered that, because at least for the presidential nomination, but again, the one person who's going to come out is going to be the leader of the party, our standard bearer, and is going to take our philosophy into the general election. I hope that's Governor Romney. That's who I'm working for, again, in full disclosure. So to me, it's not about who's the cream of the crop. It's about who's best capable to serve in that capacity. And they're going to make the grassroots and the voters of the country are going to make that determination.
So I want to ask you about what's happening in Washington. Basically, there's a new poll out here of the business leaders of Michigan. You know, they show that they're far more optimistic about Michigan's immediate economic future than that of the country. And I think there's a general perception that House Republicans in Washington are not working in any way with the president when it comes to his jobs bill and other economic factors. Is that in fact the case? And why aren't House Republicans doing more to find common ground with the president and move things forward economically for our country?
Well, we've been passing job-creating condition legislation that allows the entrepreneurs and the workers to move the economy forward. Much of it is sitting in the Senate waiting for action. In terms of the poll of the Michigan business leaders, when you look at what Governor Snyder is doing here, I think they'd be quite happy to see President Obama emulating that rather than supporting Occupy Wall Street and continuing to pursue big government growth policies as opposed to private sector job-creating policies. So as House Republicans, I think the business community, the entrepreneurs, and the people who want to get back to work are quite happy that we're not simply sitting back and allowing an agenda that cares more about government than about than private sector employment to continue to go forward. And I think that's what the business leaders are responding to, is the difference not between Governor Snyder and House Republicans, but instead the commonality between us and the juxtaposition with President Obama.
What about his jobs plan? I mean, are you and your Republican colleagues working with the administration to move that plan forward?
We're passing job-creating legislation, including the 3% withholding that got wide bipartisan support, which is part of his plan, as we think is prudent to put forward. We're not going to pass things as a whole that we think are going to be nothing but another stimulus package that didn't work in the past and won't work even at a half measure this time. And as for working together, we point out that the president announced his jobs plan and went on the political offensive before talking to any of the House Republican leadership, so which shows us that he's treating it more as a campaign item, as I think Arianna Huffington talked about, of all people, rather than trying to find common sense solutions from the center and build out.
So at this point, are we going to see any kind of jobs package passed and signed into law, do you think, or is that basically not going to be done until after the election?
Well, I think that the public is rightfully chary about government claiming to create jobs, and what they want to see is specific action items that are passed and done. And you've seen that with trade legislation. Again, you've seen that with the withholding issue that was passed to help small businesses continue to have capital as they go forward. I think you'll see potential for reform of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from both the House and Senate and the President that we're working towards at the present time. So things are happening. They're not as exciting as when we fight with each other, but everyone understands the gravity, and there will be some bipartisan legislation coming out and continue to come out.
One last thing. Canton Township trustee Dr. Syed Taj announcing that he'll be campaigning as a Democratic candidate in 2012, hoping to unseat you. He's the chief of medicine for Dearborn-based Oakwood Hospital. Now, he said, quote, I don't want to see our country going down the path it's going on right now. And he adds that it's been really frustrating to see people suffering and losing their homes and jobs and nobody doing anything about it in Congress. Wouldn't you agree that most Americans at least feel exactly that way?
Well, I would say that his problems with President Obama, he supported Obamacare, he supported the Obama agenda that put us where we are today and worsened the mess that he inherited, and we're working every day. And I would trust that that he would take some time to pay attention to what's going on in Congress before opining on it.
In terms of whoever the Republican candidate ends up being, do you expect a fairly close election then against the president?
I think every election has to be considered close until the voters decide otherwise at the ballot box. Otherwise, it won't be and you'll lose.
I see. And in terms of the responsibility the president has on our economy, is it not shared with the Congress at this point?
I think everybody knows that the economy is the number one issue. And the amount of the public's interest in this means that everyone has to be able to say what they want to do and how they want to do it and win the voters' support for that to move America forward.
Well, we will certainly be watching this Republican presidential debate this evening. Should be quite interesting. U.S. Congressman Thaddeus McCotter of Michigan's 11th District, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.